host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. All right, before we get going here, I've been reading so many texts covering so many of your thoughts about the midterm election. Gotten away from giving away some passes. We got a pair of passes to go to Pensacola Egg Fest this Sunday. If you would like to attend on us, just text in. Yeah, how about Wahoo? I like that. Text in Wahoo, since it's at Wahoo Stadium. Text in the word Wahoo at 850-437-1620, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets. Gracie will select one of the winners. So text 850-437-1620. Just text the word Wahoo, and you could have a chance to win. Top stories going on in the news. Top three stories. President Biden says that the midterm vote was a good day for democracy and notes that the red wave didn't happen. U.S. The control of Congress and the Senate is still up in the air as the Republican red wave fizzled, became a red ripple. And people are running away from Trump, according to Politico's. They're saying that the big loser of the night was actually Trump, as a lot of his candidates that he backed did not didn't win. Here we are, the 24 hours essentially away from yesterday, where the polls began to close. We do not know who controls the Senate. We do not know who controls the House. We actually have three Senate races that are still up in the air. Georgia is going to be a runoff election now. 98% of the votes have come in. Raphael Warnock leads, but you have to have over 50% of the vote to prevent a runoff election. He does not. He's at 49.4%. Herschel Walker's at 48.5%. By the way, there's a Libertarian candidate running in this race that had over 2% of the vote. So if that Libertarian candidate was out, not knowing where his votes would go, but even if he split the vote, one of these candidates probably would have won outright if there wasn't a third party in it. But instead, we're going to have a runoff election December 6th. Arizona's election. It's not been called yet. Only 67% reporting in Arizona. What? Yeah, only 67% reporting. And Mark Kelly, the incumbent, leads by 5 points. But with only 67% reporting, they don't want to call it yet with only five-point lead. In Nevada, only 77% reporting and is only a two-point lead for Adam Laxalt, the Republican candidate over there. Alaska, by the way, still has not been called yet either, but it's a race between two Republicans. It's like one of the Republicans is going to win. So that one's not really worried about that one. Now, when it comes to the gubernatorial races, we still don't know what's going on there either, but I'll give you the results of those right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic is going smoothly on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Really not seeing anything to slow you down throughout our area. On Highway 90, we do have the slowdowns as you're leaving Pensacola going towards Pace that you're going to see in the eastbound direction on the bridge. Our slowdowns on 98 have almost completely cleared up. In front of the Nature Preserve, you are moving smoothly. It is when you get closer to College Parkway, if you're heading eastbound, is where you're going to see those slowdowns, but it is improving. See something else on the roads? Call in with or text or call in at your traffic. To the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
All right, thank you very much. So we got a bunch of governor's races. Our governor's race, of course, Governor DeSantis was called very early as he won by 19 points. That was part of my thought process pertaining to the election yesterday. One, polls were way off in Florida. But other than Florida, the polls were actually pretty close. They're pretty accurate. They showed a lot of these races were going to be close. In some cases, like in New York, where they showed Kathy Hochul leading by 5 points in the poll, well, she's won by about 5 points against Lee Zeldin. Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, that poll was off. That race was shown to be a close race between Gretchen Whitmer and Tudor Dixon. She's won by 11 points. Whoa. But we have some other, Georgia, that was expected to be a fairly close race. But so the polls were, I guess, were a little bit off on that one. Brian Kemp ended up winning by 8 points. against Stacey Abrams. But we have some other races we still don't haven't called yet. Arizona. Once again, 67% reporting. Only 67% reporting. I don't know what's taking them so long to get their ballots and get their things in. Remember, Arizona is one of the states that had a lot of election fraud problems and things like that. And so I don't know what's taking them so long, but here it is, 67% reporting. And Katie Hobbs, the Democrat, leads Carrie Lake by 0.2%. That's it. 0.2%. So they got a lot of votes left to come in over there, so they haven't called that race yet. In Nevada, the Republican candidate leads by 5 points, but 77% reporting. The rest of the 23% reporting is in big cities like Vegas. So even though he leads by 5 points, it's still too close to call because it's a city where it's mostly Democrat voters. So that one's too close to call. Oregon, not called yet either. 69% reporting. The Democrat, Tina Kotek, leads Christina, what was her name? Christina Drazen by less than 2 percentage points. They only have 69% reporting. So once again, I can't call that one. And then Alaska. Now Alaska should probably be called by now. Mike Dunleavy leads by 30 points, 75% reporting. Yes, they still have to get some of the big cities, but it's like, come on. It's 30-point lead. But okay. So there you go. Those, we still don't know what's going on with the election. One thought process I had that I wanted to share about the election. One, polls were fairly accurate around the country, except for Florida and except for the governor's race between Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Other than that, the rest of the polls were pretty on. Two, I think this is just more evidence. I'm seeing a lot of people going, this is very sad. That people like Kathy Hochul and Gretchen Whitmer got reelected pretty handily, which means that the people in those states like being controlled because they had the most severe lockdowns, the most severe restrictions, and things like that. One, yes, there is some of that. Yes, there is a lot of those people who want to have the governor force people to do what they think is best for their own health. There is some of that. But I think less than that, it is blue states becoming more blue, red states becoming more red. Meaning, the more Republicans are just going to vote R right down the line. They're not going to look at the candidates. They're just going to, you're a Republican, I'm voting for you. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what the situation is. A dead Republican's better than a Democrat. Vice versa happens as well in the blue states. A dead Democrat is better than a Republican. So when I say red states getting more red, blue states getting more blue, it's there's more people who are just going to vote down ballot, just straight R or straight D. And I think it has more to do with that. I think that's why John Fetterman beat Mehmet Oz. Because I think there's a lot more Republicans who left the state of Pennsylvania and are down here in Florida now. So we ended up having a massive Republican win, whereas the Democrats had a close win up there. But it's because they've had such an influx move down here. So I think there's that. The third part of it, though, I have to say, is my feeling today was the way I felt after Obama won in 2016 against Romney. He was the first president ever to average over $3 a gallon gasoline as president of the United States. For his first 4 years, he averaged over $3 a gallon gasoline. It's the first time we'd ever seen that. The economy was hurting. Unemployment was still very, very high. And I thought for sure people would vote for their jobs and their pocketbook more than they would for the nice guy. And I was wrong. When it came down to it, I would talk to people and I go, aren't you concerned about the gas prices? Nearly $4 a gallon and da 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 da. And they go, yeah, but you know what? I just feel like Obama cared about me more than Romney. I would get that a lot from people. Well, I feel like Obama cares about me. So he may not be doing as good of a job as Romney might have been able to do for the economy, but I think he cares about me more. And I remember just being stunned. Like, wow, okay. That's what I get today. I have a little bit of a feeling of people going around the country, not necessarily here, but around the country going, I feel like the Democrat candidates, Fetterman, cares about me more than Mehmet Oz does. So Fetterman might be an ogre. And might be a little bit of an imbecile, I mean, he is. Come on. Stop playing. The guy's not a smart guy. And, but you know what? I think he means well. Whereas Mehmet Oz is just a pompous, you know what? Like, that's the feeling I get from people I talk to up north. I like Fetterman, even though he's a little bit of an imbecile, because at least he cares about me. And he's going to try his best to do what he thinks is best for me. Whereas Mehmet Oz is just pompous. Oh, all right. So that's why I get the feeling today. The economy's in the tank, or starting to go into the tank. We have a terrible situation with gas prices, energy prices, inflation, and all these other things. And instead of voting for your pocketbook, people were like, oh, I still feel like the Democrats are the ones that care about me more than Republicans. Well, why do you say that? Well, because Republicans want to control my access to abortion. Well, because stuff like that. I've said this many, many times in the past. I've always felt that Democrats have done a much better job of messaging as a party than Republicans, even if the messaging is lies. I mean, the Democrats have branded themselves as the party of the middle class, even though all their policies hurt the middle class. Doesn't matter. Perception is reality, and they've won the branding perception. And yes, I've said it too. Many times Republicans do come off as, I don't love you. I don't care about you and your concerns. I'm going to do this because it's the right thing. Darn your feelings. I feel like we had a lot of candidates who ran this time around the country who were Republican who put off that kind of feeling. I'm going to do what's right. I don't care what you think about it. And I think that's what hurt them. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. He's a huge imbecile? Yeah. yes, he is. Fetterman, I'm assuming you're talking about. My prediction is Fetterman serves a little bit, then takes medical retirement, and the governor appoints a new senator. Well, that very well might happen as well. It happens a lot in places. Look, I've seen Republicans do it, where somebody even knew that they were sick, but they knew that they could win re-election because incumbents win like 96% of the time, right? So they knew he was going to win re-election, got re-elected before he's even sworn in for his new term. He stepped down, and then they had to have the governor appoint the replacement. Every state's different on how they handle that, though. Anyway, I gave you all my thoughts. So let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. We still have slowdowns as you leave Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge. This is going to be in the eastbound direction, as well as extremely slow traffic on Blue Angel as you're heading southbound towards 98. Expect some major slowdowns as you're approaching that intersection. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report is presented by Barberry Plumbing. Barberry Plumbing, when it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call Barberry Plumbing. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Let's go and get a quick break. Come back here with Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this hour. Well, the storm previously known as Tropical Storm Nicole is now Hurricane Nicole. The National Hurricane Center says the storm made landfall in the Bahamas earlier. Now it's headed towards Florida's east coast. Maximum winds right now about 75 miles an hour. Election officials in Arizona say tens of thousands of ballots have just now been sent into tabulation. The election official there saying there was a record amount of early ballots that were dropped off yesterday, and they're still working to verify those. The official says once that is complete, then the ballots will also be sent to be counted. Mortgage application volume apparently hasn't changed a whole lot despite interest rates rising. The Mortgage Bankers Association says it fell by about 0.1% last week. That came as a 30-year rate went past 7.1%. And Bobby, apparently Adidas is going to keep making Yeezy shoes, even though they've ended their partnership with Kanye West. The shoe company says that the Kanye-inspired shoes are going to be back as early as next year, but they're going to remove any trace of Kanye's name. Adidas is the sole owner of the shoe design, so they can continue selling it and take his name off of it. And Adidas says that they expect to lose up to $500 million as a result of ending business with him.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So, yeah, pretty big story right there for Yeezy. I mean, I guess if you still want some Yeezys, you'll still be able to get them.
Apparently.
For a little bit.
I've never had Yeezys.
I have no
idea. Not really a Yeezy kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm not really interested.
I think I wear New Balance.
New Balance. I don't even know what I'm wearing. Probably knock off something, so... All right, this is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Trump's startup was not finished. Only Trump can be trusted to enact the America First agenda he ran on in 2016. We won't accept any imitation. Whoa, is that Matt Gaetz already going up against Governor DeSantis too? Kind of sounds like it. We won't accept any imitation. Only Trump can be enacted, can be trusted to enact the America First agenda he ran on. All right. Very interesting one right there. We're already starting to get the heated up stuff going on. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. President Biden says that the midterm vote was a good day for democracy and notes that the red wave did not happen. Speaking of the red wave, control of the U.S. Congress is unclear at this point since we don't know who's controlling the House or the Senate because the red wave fizzled out. And people are running away from Trump, according to Politico experts. I actually saw that the New York Post headline today was basically how President Trump is more like Humpty Dumpty, falling off the wall type thing. And a lot of people were blaming Trump, saying that he's toxic. In fact, I saw somebody else saying he's been the most toxic vote killer that we've ever seen. I don't know. I'm going to have to assess this further. There's definitely a lot of people who feel like Trump actually hurt candidates, not helped them. I'll have to look into it further, though, to get some more thoughts about that. If you'd like to weigh in, though, text 850-437-1620.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is underway. Orlando Magic have taken the lead against the Dallas Mavericks with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They're winning 90-83. The Charlotte Hornets have beaten the Portland Trailblazers by 5 points. The Indianapolis Pacers have beaten the Denver Nuggets just by 2. Tie game right now between the Utah Jazz and Atlanta Hawks at 6 apiece. Boston Celtics and the Detroit game just started. So did the Houston-Toronto game. Coming up in a minute, now we should have the tip-off between the Knicks and the Nets, and then the late game on ESPN. Oh, that game's going to be on ESPN, by the way. And then on ESPN, the late game, the Lakers against the Clippers. NHL hockey underway. The Florida Panthers have beaten the Carolina Hurricanes, 1-0. And the puck just dropped on TNT between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals. The late game on TNT will be Minnesota against Anaheim. NCAA football right now into the first quarter. The Western Michigan is beating NIU 7-3. At halftime between Buffalo and Central Michigan, it's tied at 7 apiece. That's on ESPN2. And Kent State is beating Bowling Green State University 7-0 at the start of the second quarter. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic on the fives brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. We do have some slow-moving traffic on North Blue Angel Parkway. As you move in the southbound direction, approaching intersection... the intersection with Highway 98, we have an accident that's causing some major slowdowns. Other than that, we're checking in clear with just typical traffic on Highway 90 on the bridge. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So top stories in sports world, U.S. men's soccer team has announced the World Cup roster. They had a couple of stunning decisions pertaining to that. The Nets have dropped the interim tag on coach Jacques Vaughn, decided to go ahead and make him the head coach instead of hiring Ime Udoka. The Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford is in concussion protocol. Bills quarterback Josh Allen is day-to-day with an elbow injury. And the Tennessee-Georgia game was the most watched football game in the 2022 season thus far. Let's get our CBS Sports Minute.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Bills quarterback Josh Allen is listed as day-to-day with an elbow injury. I'm sure there's panic in Buffalo, but maybe this is an opportunity for the Bills to take a step back and consider how they use their star quarterback. He is the entire pass game and the entire run game. You can't win the Super Bowl with a one-man gang. Other Bills have to step up. Starting Sunday, they'll get their chance. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Mobil 1 can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $37.99. Get everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When cold symptoms keep you up, try Vicks NyQuil Severe for max strength nighttime relief. Just one dose of Vicks NyQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Get some rest and feel better with Vicks NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, sore throat, stuffy nose, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed.
All right, just skim through Matt Gaetz's article on the Daily Caller real quick. Basically, what he's saying is he actually was not calling out like DeSantis or anybody like that. His concern is that mega donors are going to back a more moderate candidate like a Mike Pence or something like that to go against Trump. And he basically says we would be giving up by not having Trump as a Republican nominee in 2024. It would be a reward to the scumbags on the January 6th committee and all those who are aligned against our movement. So basically, the whole article was like, America was better under Trump than it is under Biden. And he was just starting to drain the swamp. We need to give him another 4 years to finish draining the swamp and not leave it up to somebody else to finish that job. So very interesting perspective right there from Representative Matt Gaetz. I mean, I'd love to talk to him about it, but he won't return any of our phone calls. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio. And yeah, he's thin-skinned little baby. It's all right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty, today's sign of the apocalypse is a Texas woman down in Brownsville, Texas, along the border. She was arrested after threatening to shoot a man with a gun. What in the world? So apparently this couple pulled up to a Walmart. The guy got out, started walking towards the store. She ran after him and pulled a gun on him. She was in the same van with him. They rode together. She pulled a gun on him and forced him back in the vehicle. They drove off. Somebody called the police. Like, somebody just kidnapped this. Some lady kidnapped some dude. Pulled a gun on him. Got him to get back in the vehicle. And so the cops show up. They find the people. Turns out they're a couple. He's 20. She's 17. Red flag. Well, he wanted to go into Walmart. She did not. So he got out anyway and was headed to the Walmart. So she did what any sane 17-year-old would do with their boyfriend. She pulled a BB gun on him. It was a BB gun. Don't get back in the car. I'm going to shoot you. He got back in the car. So, look, he did that out of love, okay? The only reason why he got back in the car is out of love. Because it was a BB gun. I'm just saying. Like, go ahead and shoot. Just like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, apparently, she did not want to. She didn't want to go into Walmart. She didn't want him going to Walmart. Forced him back in the car. And here's the thing. When she got back in the vehicle, there was another guy in the car and 3 children. So she's being arrested for threatening to shoot a man and for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and family violence, as well as endangering a child, as well as possession of marijuana. That happened to be in the vehicle too. So, oh boy, there you go. That's a doozy right there.
Sounds like a classy family.
Sounds like they're going to be on the People of Walmart app pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's true. On that sign of the apocalypse, she could have shot his eye out. So she had to be arrested for that. Trump is the reason Biden won. He peeved off moderate Republicans, led to people who normally don't vote to go vote because of his unprofessional, demeaning rhetoric to the left. He is not the Republican of old. He is part of the fringe right, just like the fringe left has their own nutcases. Good policies aren't enough. You need to be a good human too, end quote. That's kind of what I was saying before. Look, I was talking about Trump, and I said the way he's acting right now about Governor DeSantis, like he obviously feels like DeSantis is a threat for him to return to the White House. So he's already been calling him Governor DeSanctimonious, which I think is funny. I don't think he realizes what he's saying, because DeSanctimonious means he's not sanctimonious, which means he's humble. And so you're actually you're actually giving him a compliment, especially since you are the most sanctimonious person on earth. But then the second part of it was like, then he calls him Ron DeSanctimonious. Then he calls him, or he says, you know, it'd be very bad if Ron runs. I know things about him that nobody else knows, maybe except for his wife. And it would be bad for the party if I have to let these things out. Like, don't push my hand. Don't make me destroy you. Like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, this is the kind of stuff that made Republicans vote Biden last in 2020. Because they're just like, I'm done with this guy. And it's this kind of stuff. It's like, he just needs to move on. Now he put out in True Social Network today, just randomly, says the election's now over and Ron DeSantis got 1.1 million fewer votes than what I got 2 years ago when I ran for president in Florida. And it's like, you were running for president. He was running for governor in a midterm election. So first of all, governor's races already have fewer votes than presidential races. It was the midterm election, which has even fewer votes than the general election. And you're bragging that you got more votes? And he says, just saying. I'm like, you should be embarrassed that you only got 1.1 million votes more. That's what I would have said if I was DeSantis, but, you know, I'm a loudmouth. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get let's get traffic on the fives first.
We're still seeing some slight slowdowns as you are moving southbound on Blue Angel going towards 98. This is due to an accident at that intersection. Other than that, we're checking in clear. You see someone else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very nice. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, a couple of standout high school baseball players from our area have signed on to play ball in college now. Pace High School's Jackson McKenzie is going to be playing with Mississippi State. Of course, he was instrumental in the Pace team winning the state championship this year, hit 272, had 4 home runs, 16 RBIs, and also an impressive player from Niceville. Going to be playing here at UWF. Infielder Brock Morello has signed on to play for the Argos. Says it's a family tradition that he intends to continue. He'll be graduating from high school at the end of the year.
All right, there you go. Very nice. So yesterday with the constitutional ballot initiatives we had in our state, all of them failed, which disappointed me. I wanted the Constitution Revision Commission to go away, but it did not. Oh, well. But other states and other counties had their own little initiatives, and two of them, we mentioned it yesterday, two Oregon counties were wanting to secede from Oregon and join Idaho. 9 counties in Oregon have already voted to do just that. So what did these last two do? Yeah, they voted yes as well. That makes 11 counties in eastern Oregon that have voted to go ahead and secede from Oregon and join Idaho. There's apparently a whole bunch of, and they did it by like 60% of the vote. It was pretty high. And so there's still, I guess, 3 other counties. Oh, my goodness. I just saw this. Yes. They have 4 other counties that need to, that have to vote yes to secede. If they all approve the measure, then basically both state legislatures and the U.S. Congress would have to approve them going to Idaho. I doubt the state legislatures will, but you never know. Maybe it'll happen. Also, Maryland and Missouri are the two latest states to have legalized marijuana now. And Kentucky, Michigan, Vermont, California, all basically voting different things as it pertains to abortion. The blue states, the liberal states, voted to increase access. The conservative states, like Kentucky, voted to restrict access to abortion. That's your update right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.